Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight, and I'm your host, Mehdi. Please stay with us. Today's tip, redefining our relationship with ourselves as a part of our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude and obedience to Allah. So, dear listeners, we are talking about redefining our relationship with ourselves as a part of our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So, you know, sometimes we have a tendency to think that our relationship with ourselves has nothing to do with our relationship with Allah, when it is actually the contrary. We find that when it comes to the Islamic ethical and moral teachings, the akhlaq teachings, this, you know, manners and behaviors and the proper Islamic way that a person should carry themselves, they should behave, they should speak, they should act, you know, these moral virtues that an individual should inculcate in themselves, we find that there's various segments or there's various different parts to this. One is an individual's relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is one's relationship with others, you know, in their society, family, relatives, friends, community. One is their relationship with the environment, you know, animals, the plant life, the environment in general. And the fourth is one's relationship with oneself. Now, all of these are a part of a human being's relationships that come about in one's life. And so Islam has a very beautiful and a very intricate, you know, system in order to be able to bring harmony to all of these various different aspects. Now, when we are talking about with our relationship with ourselves, yes, it is intricately and intimately connected with our relationship with Allah. Now, we're talking about redefining our relationship with ourselves. You know, first and foremost, because we live in a society, or for the most part, we live in societies, you know, where this materialistic and capitalistic and consumeristic and, you know, carnal desire oriented and non-God oriented systems are prevalent. What happens is that we tend to forget the self. The last thing that we worry about or we think about or we contemplate over or we reflect upon or we pay any attention to is ourselves. And that is the thing that we should be paying the most attention to. We continue after the break.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Now let's listen to Sheikh Ahmed Hanif, who's going to talk about today's topic.
How do we change these problems? How do we attack these problems? We have to look on the inside. We have to ask, first of all, do I reflect this problem? We talk about unity, but we as individuals do not make any movement towards unity. We live in a society where everything is seen on the zahiri level, on the outward level, on the superficial level. We wait for somebody else to solve our problems. What Islam is saying, what the Holy Quran is saying, that somebody else is not coming. That somebody else is you. Because when you change your perspective, when you examine yourself and try to find where you are part of the problem, then you become strong. Then you become influential. Then your new thought patterns create a whirlpool in that hostile alien environment that you want to change. When you readjust your thought patterns, when you become aware of yourself, you perhaps would see a paradise in front of you when there was none at all before. You know, there's a story about Imam Jawad alayhi salam, where somebody came to visit him and saw the very simple and almost uncomfortable condition in which he lived and was appalled. I said, "Oh, Imam, how can you live like that?" And these Imams, you know, they had the ability to instill on people, to put on people their influence where it removed the veils of their eyes from the reality. And he did that, and this man saw that where the Imam was living was in fact a paradise. This is a dramatic example of our perspective. When we experience hardships, a lot of those hardships are actually doors or gardens in paradise. There's a hadith that says heaven is surrounded by difficulties and hell is surrounded by ease. When we try to live according to the principles of Islam, we become more able to perceive the difference between those examinations that we are given, whether it be loss of life, loss of limb, sickness, or what have you. We are able to distinguish between those troubles that are necessary for the growth of our soul and are gateways to paradise, and those struggles or those problems that are nothing but projections of the negative aspects of our soul. One of our biggest problems as human beings is to be able to distinguish between the two. We tend to look at all of them as equal, as suffering, and we hate suffering. The only way we can distinguish between the two is through humility and worshiping Allah and trying to grow in our deen. In this way, our perception widens and we are able to distinguish between what Allah has sent down upon us in order to purify us and what we suffer because of the evil in our own souls. Both of them, the knowledge of both of them, are important for our growth and development. Because when we see that which is in our souls that makes us suffer, we end up waging a jihad upon that and we improve ourselves in getting closer to Allah.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Welcome back to your listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we were talking very humbly, you know, about redefining our relationship with ourselves. And so, you know, we had left off where because we live in these materialistic and consumeristic and capitalistic and, you know, carnal desires oriented and non-God oriented systems, what happens is that these systems, the way that they are made in order to make a human being forget who they are and forget themselves, forget their selves, if we want to put it another way. And the purpose for them to forget their own selves is so that they're so busy in this consumeristic, make money for other people rat race, you know, that they don't have time, one, to think about themselves, because if they think about themselves, then clearly they're going to break free from this rat race that is destroying humanity, of course, because they're non-God-oriented and profit-oriented systems. So the last thing that these systems want is for us to think about ourselves, because that way, if we do think about ourselves, we will free ourselves from the chains and the shackles that are being put on humanity. And of course, this is one of the things that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is going to do, is to awaken the masses and to awaken the hearts and the souls of the people. So we have to redefine our relationship with ourselves. We have to realize that there is a ourself, you know, first and foremost, and what our purpose in life is, of course, which is prosperity, both in this life and the hereafter. And, you know, who is our creator? Why did he create us? Of course, he created, our creator is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great, supreme, almighty God. And he created us so that we can reach a certain level of perfection. And so that, you know, sometimes you might ask, well, anyways, we'll leave that for another program. But he created us in order to attain perfection and to become near to him and to attain this bliss and this prosperity and this happiness and cheerfulness and joy in the eternal world and the eternal life. And so when you start to think about yourself, of course, there's a whole host of different things that come forth, a lot of different realities. It brings meaning to your life. It gives a goal to your life. And of course, it brings fulfillment and satisfaction to one's life. And so definitely, this is a part of ubudiyya. It is the part of the worship and the servitude and the obedience to Allah. Because if we are asleep, we will never be able to worship and obey Allah as we should. But when we wake up and our heart and our soul wakes up, then we will surely have a much more deeper and sincere ubudiyya, a worship, a servitude, and a obedience to Allah. شربنا على فكري حبيبي مدامتا ساكرنا بها من قال لأن يخلق الكرم.
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'm going to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Arifin. Please stay with me. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. My God, how agreeable for hearts are the thoughts inspiring your remembrance. How sweet traveling to you through imagination upon the roads of the unseen worlds. How pleasant the taste of your love. How delightful the drink of your nearness. So give us refuge from your casting out and you sending far, and place us among the most elect of your knowers, the most righteous of your servants, the most truthful of your obeyers, the most sincere of your worshippers. O Almighty, O Majestic, O Generous, O Endower, by your mercy and kindness, O most merciful of the merciful.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi aman Allah, and God bless you all.